go to the Word Radio Broadcast, a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. Today we're studying in 2 Thessalonians, and we're in chapter 2. We trust you'll have your Bible open, and stay with us for the next several minutes as we go to the Word. This is the day of salvation. Jesus paid the price, 100% paid in full. Tetelestai, he said on the cross, it is paid in full. He paid the price for salvation. He sealed us with the Spirit, and he gave us a hope that we would never be separated from the love of Christ. He gave us the hope that he would not impute to us iniquity once we know Jesus. He gave us the hope that we would be adopted. And that we would one day, listen, not just be adopted, but one day we would get to be married because the Bible calls us the bride of Christ. And we as the church in full become the bride of Christ. And that being true, we have this day. Now you know what withholdeth. In this day, the day of salvation. Verse 6, it says, and now you know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. This Antichrist he's got a special time that he's going to come into. He says, for the mystery of iniquity doth already work, only he that now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And that's talking about the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is in us. Bible says, what? Know ye not that your bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit whom you have within you, and you are not your own? You've been bought with a price. Where's the Holy Spirit? He's in you. And so when the rapture happens, that's when this thing begins to really heat up. Rapture hasn't happened yet, but we're getting close. And I'm looking forward to the Undertaker, not the Undertaker. We're looking for some good times. Bible says in verse 8, then shall that wicked one be revealed. Actually, I gotta tell you this. This is interesting. Verse 7 talks about, then he will be taken out of the way. The word way literally means out of the middle. Doesn't mean the road. It means taken out of the middle. We're in the middle of the world right now. Everywhere. Everywhere. Christians are everywhere. Ask somebody who hates God. Man, them Christians are everywhere. Anyway, but it means out of the middle. So he's going to take us out of the midst of this world. And the Bible says, and then the wicked one will be revealed. Look, I love this. Whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders. Now, if you want to circle the word wonders and put over in your margin the word teras, T-E-R-A-S, that word comes from a word you're more familiar with. It's tereo. It means to guard. Okay? The Bible says, those that keep the commandments, okay? No, nobody does them perfectly, but we keep the crosshairs of our hearts on the law of God. The Bible says we establish the law, we keep the law, we keep the commandments. Doesn't mean we perfectly execute all of them in our heart of hearts, but it does mean we're constantly referring back to them. You see, the law is God's heart. It's why it was singled out as being written on tablets of stone. It was not part of the rest of the law in its truest sense. It was God's essence being put on display. It was put then, therefore, into the Ark of the Covenant with the manna and the rod that budded of Aaron. It was very important that we saw the heart of God in those laws. We don't put aside the law, we establish the law. We tereo the law. We keep the law. We guard the law. Okay, the Bible says the law is good in 1 Timothy 1. If a man uses it lawfully, it is for the ungodly, for the effeminate, for the homosexual, for the fornicator, for the adulterer. It is for them. And that doesn't mean it is used to hit them over the head. It is for them. It is brought to the lost man, we understand this, to show them their lost condition. That's what it's for. It shows them, and they're like, oh, I'm lost. Until they come into contact with the law, they don't know that they're lost. You take a kid who's down in the streets of Chicago, who's in a street gang, the only conscience he has is, I got to hurt that old lady over there to earn my spurs in my gang. They don't know anything. Bring them the law of God. You know, thou shalt not this, thou shalt do this. They're like, whoa, I never heard that before. And we bring them along. And hopefully the light goes on and the scales fall off their eyes and they come to Jesus. My point is this. The word teres means to look upon. It's the idea, if you will, of something people want to watch. You hear what I said? Want to watch. The Bible says that this Antichrist is going to come with lying, pseudos, things to watch. Think about that for a minute. Lying things that you're going to be compelled to watch. Do you realize we are in a world that is full of lies? You say, well, preacher, you're getting a little bit close to the edge now. You might say something I might not like. Listen, I'm sorry, but I want you to know that the Bible says the people that will be outside of heaven in the end result, outside of heaven, are dogs, that is people with, you know, brutish hearts. It talks about people with no conscience. They're like brute beasts. That's how they live. The Bible says outside of heaven are dogs and sorcerers, pharmakia, the Greek word. Sorcerers were pharmakia, drug sellers, drug purveyors. Can we say pharmacy? Pharmakia. Think about it. Dogs and sorcerers, and listen, here it is. Whoever loves and makes a lie. Whoever loves a lie and makes a lie. These are the people who are going to be outside of heaven. You know they tell you right now that this world is so fully overpopulated that it can't stand any more people. There are people who believe that the population needs to be diminished to a certain level and kept there. And they believe it with all their hearts. They put all their money and all their energies into diminishing the population. And that's because they have this idea that they've believed and they've propagated that the world is overpopulated. Right now, you could fit every person in the world in Jacksonville, Florida. They could fit them in there. They can't live there. I'm not saying that. But they could fit them there, shoulder to shoulder, okay? And they tell us that, actually, this is National Geographic. You can look it up. They could actually all be put in the state of Texas and live and only be as crowded as New York City. We're talking about a lie that's pervasive, and really the real problem with our world is not that we're overpopulated. The real problem with our world is that we have the mystery of iniquity or lawlessness that is abounding in our world. Which means that when we send help and aid to people, that the strong man in a given area will take that stuff and not give it to the people. There's plenty of food. There's plenty of oil. Right now, I see a place up in Cleveland charging 99 cents a gallon for gasoline. I mean, you know, this world is all about manipulation and so forth. What's another lie? Another lie is we've been here billions of years. We've not been here billions of years. And they can't qualify that by any stretch of the imagination. What's my point? Lies! Lies! And there's all kinds of lies. And you don't want to put it past this world to be lying to us today. And people are glued to their TVs watching pseudo-terrors. Lying wonders. Do you know what the lying wonder is today? Is that there's this little round ball floating around that you need to run to your house and be scared to death of. Listen, Jesus has got us. Jesus has got us. Is the worst thing that can happen that we die? No! We need to live. There was a great plague that was going on in England during the times of Charles Spurgeon. He was constantly being called to deathbeds. He got to worrying about that, thinking, man, I'm going out in the midst of this, and there's people, they're dying, I'm going to get it. He didn't get it. In fact, what he got was a word from God from Psalm 91. You won't be afraid of the pestilence or the terror by night. That it will not come nigh thee. You say, well, it might come nigh thee. Yeah, if you're not careful to some degree, but let us not walk in terror, shaken and troubled. We have to be a people who are wise enough to know, yes, there are germs. Let's be careful about them. But we've got enough information to know that there are some things that can be done now. They didn't know it the first couple of weeks. Fine, I get it. Let's all batten down for a couple of weeks. But let's not give up our country. The Bible says His coming is going to be with lying wonders. Pseudos teres. Things that you want to watch, like false news all the time. Fake news, fake news, fake news. Everything's fake news. That's our world. But it's going to be even more deep than that, because the Antichrist is going to have a false prophet, we're told in the book of Revelation. But that's another thing. And I just want you to know there's going to be strong delusion. Look what it says in verse 10. He's going to come with all deceivableness. Now, the word deceivableness is usually translated deceitfulness. So again, lie, 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 lie. That's what we're living in the midst of, lies. You know, you've got a girl on the internet here a little while ago who began to sing Imagine by John Lennon. And then it would cut to all these celebrities. And it's a, you know, that song is kind of iconic for this generation. Do they even listen to what they're saying? Imagine there's no hell beneath us, above us only sky. Imagine there's no religion, no country. Imagine. Imagine. It's a lie. You can't have that. The only way you can have that is you have a king of the world. He tells everybody what to do, when to go to bed, when to get up, when you can go out, when you can come home, when you can die. Do you really trust the government to tell you when you can get a surgery? It's funny. This world in which we live is one to take away all of our, what? Our liberty. Our liberty, our freedom. America was founded to champion freedom. The Antichrist will not like that concept at all. And therefore, America becomes a target. And I believe that is part of what we're dealing with now. Verse 10 says, he's coming with deceitfulness of unrighteousness. Unrighteousness has the idea of unrightness. You know, there's a deceitfulness in the propagation of that which is unright. Okay, unrighteousness is the thumbing of our nose at the laws of nature. Okay, there's certain behaviors right now that'll kill you. Moral behaviors that will kill people. That we think are okay and we need to fix and, you know, be okay about. No, no, no. That's snubbing your nose at the laws of nature. You just don't do those things. And it thumbs its nose at nature's God. Okay? So we have this deceitfulness of unrighteousness. There's other things. It's the deceitfulness of sin, the deceitfulness of riches, the deceitfulness of lust. Here it's the deceitfulness of unrightness or unrighteousness. In them that perish. It says it's going to come with all. This is going to be lying wonders. And it's going to be with all the deceivable of unrighteousness in them that perish. In other words, these people are all in on it. Because they receive not the love of the truth that they may be saved. I mean, that's all it is. If you circle the word received. Received. Because that's what it is. You want to be saved today. You need to receive Jesus. You need to stop dismissing. You need to stop postponing. If Jesus came back today and the rapture happened, are you going? I hope you are. Because if you're not, you can. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by Him. That's how it works. And the Bible says, to as many as received Him, to them He gives the right to become children of God. Listen, guys, this is what it's about. This is what the crux of the matter is. There are people in this world who have received Him, and there are people on the other side that have rejected Him. Those who reject Him give up all claim to eternal life. The Bible says that God, because they're going to engage in this deceitfulness of unrighteousness, the Bible says in verse 11 that God's going to amplify their delusion, and He's going to send them strong delusion. That they should believe a lie. Look at this. That they all might be damned. Now you say, well, Paul wasn't very nice. Couldn't he have said that nicer? Sometimes you need a jolt. Gotta wake up, man. This is important. Where are you going to go for eternity?
Well, that concludes today's portion of the message. This has been a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. And I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. I hope you'll join us Monday through Friday for our verse-by-verse studies. And we hope you'll tell others to tune in as well. If you'd like to contact us and learn more about our ministry, go to faithbaptist1.net. You can also download recent broadcasts on our homepage. We hope you'll make it a point to tune in daily as we go to the Word.